Do you believe miracles happen today? This is Saturday, March 9th. This week I've told the story of a few miracles well attested to, but perhaps like me, you remain skeptical. Here is something striking about the miracles of Jesus. As we learned from the miracle of the healing of the blind man at Bethsaida, Jesus was not trying to attract attention to himself. He often told those who benefited from healing not to share the word. This just wouldn't make sense. As we have seen, Jesus did this because his time had not yet come. Now let's quickly go to our scripture text for today. This is Mark chapter 8, verse 11 to 13. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to it." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side. Now this scene does not surprise us. People are not only skeptical about miracles, they're also curious. It was true at the time of Jesus. Crowds flocked to see Jesus after they heard that he had the power to heal. Now, the people around Jesus fit into a few different categories. First, there were those that needed healing or sought healing for others. These people were desperate for help, and we find Jesus responding to their needs. Jesus was motivated by a deep compassion for hurting people. We need to remember this when we're hurting. Jesus is not distant and disconnected from us when we're in pain. He loves us, and he grieves as we do. We never see Jesus shielding himself from people in need or in loss or in pain. Instead, we see him moved with compassion. But there was a second group of people. These people were interested in Jesus, but they weren't sure about him. They knew what the scripture said about the coming Messiah. The Old Testament prophets told of one who would come as the Redeemer of Israel. For example, here's from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 29. "And that day the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind will see. Once more the humble will rejoice in the Lord, the needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." You see, the people look forward to the day when their Redeemer would appear, and they knew the signs of his coming, and they longed for that day. Was Jesus the one? Would he restore the people? The sign of his coming was found in the healing of the blind. A couple of years ago, I worked again through J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings trilogy. I do it every few years. At the end of the battle with Mordor, the evil king empire that wanted control of the world, the wounded and dying are brought to a city called Minas Tirith. It's the capital. There's a legend that had long been shared, and it went like this. "The hands of the king are the hands of a healer, and so shall the rightful king be known." And this is how you will know the king, is what the legend said. There's a beautiful scene that unfolds when Aragorn, king of Gondor, brings medicine and touches and kisses the people. This is how it's explained to us. Aragorn then tended to Eowyn and Merry, who both returned to consciousness when he touched and kissed them. All through the night, Aragorn healed the wounded of the city. Rumors flew throughout the city that the king of Gondor now walked again, bringing healing in his hands. How can we not think of Jesus? I believe Tolkien had to be thinking of Jesus when he wrote this. He was a follower of Jesus. You see, the Jewish people knew that their king would bring healing with him. He would restore the sight of the blind. Now, this makes us wonder why healings are so rare today. I don't have an answer to that, but I do believe that at times God provides extraordinary healing to help us remember his presence and his power, to show us that our world is filled with his presence, and to point us to the truth of Jesus. No doubt, like so many others, Jesus healed The man healed of his blindness blabbed about it to everyone. Earlier in the Gospel of Mark, we are told that another of Jesus' miracles afterward, Jesus exhorted the man, saying, "See that you don't tell this to anyone." But then we are told, instead he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. It's the end of Mark chapter 1. There was also a third group of people. They were people who wanted to see Jesus' miracles. They were Pharisees. All but a few of them had no interest in Jesus, but they feared his popularity among the people. They could never be convinced, so Jesus refused to show them his glory. They wanted to trip Jesus up, and they often tried to trap him. But finally, there were some who believed and followed. They saw in him the hope for freedom that they had trusted God would provide. And that's the goal of our study, that we might come to know and trust Jesus more fully, that we might learn how to come to him. Let's pray. Train our hearts, O God, to rest in your grace and goodness. Remind us each day that you are with us and for us because of Jesus. For we pray in his name. Amen.